This is the spoiler review for The Emoji Movie, starring a bunch of folks you should know. First being TJ Miller, Maya Rudolph, James Corden, Anna Faris, and the awesome Sir Patrick Stewart. So if you haven't watched this movie, you should definitely put this on pause because I'm about to spoil the crap out of this movie. The synopsis is as follows. You can find this on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm going to do half of it because the other half sounds kind of weird. All right, so this is how it is. This animated comedy takes place in Texopolis, a world inside a smartphone that's inhabited by various emojis. There, an emoji named Gene is ashamed that he has multiple facial expressions while his colleagues only have one each. And he embarks on the quest to be like everyone else. Yeah, that's basically it. All in all, this movie is not good. I'll be honest. It's not a good movie. It's barely entertaining for adults, to be honest. If you have like a child that's maybe like 4, 5, 6 maybe, then this person will love it. Maybe even like a 10-year-old might like it. Anyone that's not in high school. So if you're in high school, you're probably not going to like it. And forward from those years on. This movie in general, the premise is very lacking, to be honest. When you think about your smartphone, you don't think about it being a sentient being. That's what basically this movie is about. Your phone moves on its own. Your emojis control quite a bit of it. And they pick which one you're going to put out there. And that's kind of weird because I have free will. I pick whatever I want. So seeing these emojis pick out these different emojis for themselves, and each one has one special emoji face. So it doesn't matter if they're happy, sad, or whatever. They do the same thing. So this Gene character is an emoji. And even if he's happy, he has to be like, eh. Which is like, no, doesn't work for me. I feel that this movie tried to be too much like Inside Out. And it failed horribly. Very, very, very horribly. You're in this movie. You're wondering how long this movie is. It feels like it's longer than it is, which is only roughly an hour and a half. And it feels like it could have been like hour 45 minutes, the feel of it for the most part. You're not really engaged too much in the movie after a while. Things happen. And unfortunately, when the story progresses on more and more, you're not really interested in what's happening. You're really like, really want to check your phone, to be honest. It's not a fun ride. Not at all. The thing that saves the whole movie are the characters. The characters are semi-funny. There's hit or misses with the jokes, to be honest. But the plot itself, it drags. The plot drags horribly. And you're not really entertained quite well with it. You do have the jokes that hit you for a second or two, but most of the jokes that land are weak ones. And the way how it tries to does it, it try to mix, again, as I mentioned before, Inside Out. And I didn't mention this, but it's like Inside Out meets Osmosis Jones, kind of. So you do see the outside of the actual phone inside of the person. But it's a weirdness, and you're trying to figure out his emotions. It's all in all, if it sounds like I'm backtracking quite a bit in this review, it's because I'm trying to find the best parts of this movie, or the worst parts of the movie, whatever one you want to actually think about. But it's hard, to be honest. It's this movie, you more likely forget about it once you leave the theater. And if someone mentions it to you again, you're like, oh yeah, that movie, I did watch that. It's not good, to be honest. I'm not sure why they made it. When they announced this movie's coming out, I wasn't sure. I was like, emoji movie? That's kind of hard sell. And then when I saw the first trailer for it, I was like, I'm not sure. It might be okay. And then when you watch, you're like, oh, never mind. Yeah. This could have been like a half an hour TV show and that would have been fine. This should have went straight to DVD, like Netflix DVD, like half an hour, and you've been good. But since the fact they want to triple that amount and put in the big theaters, yeah, it's not gonna do too well. For me, it's not good. But yeah, let me know if you like this review. If you like the movie, let me know. I definitely want to talk to you and figure out what you liked about it. So let me know what you like about it. If you like my review, if you don't like my review, please put it in the comments down below. You can also follow me on social media. I'm mostly on Snapchat. I'm on there quite often. And my name on there is Dwight Antc. That's DwightAntc. Again, that's DwightAntc. And yeah, that's my review.